halfway complaining there, but I was just saying to my guest that Ed Sheeran, we've saying he's everywhere.
He is.
Isn't he? Isn't really annoying? I mean, he's a nice guy. Apparently, he's a lovely guy, but he's just everywhere. Every song keeps coming up. Oh my God, how many songs has he got in the top 10 at the moment?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Do you know what, actually? He played a gig in Chelmsford about 5 years ago, and it's kind of like doing the rounds with a guy called Shaky. I suppose it's quite cool. He played for like a fiver.
Oh, right.
In Chelmsford, yeah.
Was he good?
I didn't see him.
Yeah.
But apparently he was good. And he had another 3 gigs that night.
Oh, I'll stop showing attention. Now, I'm joining
now. Go
home, Ed. We've got a much better guest, up and coming guest in the studio. Now, I'm joined by 19-year-old singer-songwriter Connor Ridd, also known as Freak.
Yeah, hello.
Hello. So I just wanted to ask you about the name Freak.
Do you know what? It was actually quite quick. It was just like, I wanted kind of an artist name instead of kind of like something that was more broad. So I was just thinking of like one word things and like, yeah, just Freak came straight off the bat. Always been a weird one, been called it. Just sat so quick and so easy. And it was just like, looked it up on Google, seeing if anyone else had it. There was just no one. No one had it. There was Freaks, there was The Freaks, loads of other things, but just not Freak. So.
Do your friends call you that, or do they still?
They do, yeah. They do. In fact, sometimes I don't even reply to Connor. I was doing a festival in Leeds, and people were shouting at the side of the stage, and my friends just saying Connor because they wanted my attention. Mm. I said, no, I was saying it, and then they said Freak. I turned around and it was just like, oh.
They just thought you'd be in a bit uppity, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Just ignoring them.
Yeah, the fame's gone to your head.
Yeah.
Now, the first track we're going to play as an introduction to the interview is a track called Nowhere.
Oh, cool.
So tell us about this track.
Yeah, Nowhere was kind of written, I don't know, it must have been kind of mid last year. And yeah, it's just kind of about being frustrated, kind of doing stuff, about people think like caring about what you do. And yeah, just kind of like ignoring everything and just doing your own thing. And yeah, it's just pretty cool. In fact, the original version of that track was so different to the one that's out now. Mm. It went through a real process of kind of getting it to where I want to be. But yeah, I don't know, it's just pretty fun.
Freak with Nowhere. Now he's talking to me off air and he just said to me, do I go to a trampoline park? What? I look like the sort of person that's just jumping on a trampoline down at Lakeside. Is there a trampoline park at Lakeside?
There actually is. I think I've gone. But yeah, they've got like these new bounce ones. Do you know what? There's one in Chelmsford as well. I haven't been yet. But you know, we all love a trampoline.
Well, Brighton Pier's got a trampoline. That's really
Does
nice.
It?
Yeah, you've been Brighton.
Do you know what? We were in Brighton on Monday. We had a show in Brighton Monday.
Oh my God, did you go out on the pier anywhere?
We didn't do the pier, we did the pier last time.
Yeah,
we went.
Yeah.
But this time we've
lovely, isn't it?
Brighton's my favourite place, probably ever.
Where did you play?
We played Concord 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great venue with Black Honey and it's sold out as well, so it's just like, it was absolutely packed. Yeah, yeah, it's great. Yeah, there's loads of bands there. It just feels like everyone really supports everyone in Brighton. So,
and anyone you speak to is a musician or an actor. Or
definitely.
You come from a musical family because your dad is a drummer.
He is. He's also very passionate about his music. He listens to lots of music and he's had a very undeniable influence on like my music tastes growing up. I'm playing everything from kind of like 90s grunge, like Mudhoney, Nirvana, heavier stuff like Marilyn Manson, Nine Inch Nails, to just kind of like pop stuff as well. It's just like really eclectic taste and it's just been everywhere, kind of in the car, at home. All he does is listen to music and DJ and stuff. So
was he determined that you would be and your brother would be musicians, or is it just something from you've watched his dad and it?
I don't know, I think a bit of both. I mean, I really wanted to be a drummer, and then when I must have been about 7 or 8, I got an acoustic guitar. And from that, I had a neighbour who came over and taught me how to tune.
You're going to say, told you to shut up.
Yeah, told me shut up.
Stop rehearsing.
That as well, yeah. God, we had so many complaints when I got an electric. This was the acoustic.
Right.
But yeah, like just kind of like teaching me to tune. And from that, I just kind of was on YouTube every day and kind of like in school, kind of doing guitar clubs and like getting better. And that was kind of it. My brother started drumming a lot later. Like must have been like last 4 years ago.
Mm.
So not that much time, but you know.
And you did a band with your brother?
Yeah, I did do a band with my brother. It was a lot heavier, probably a bit too heavy for me, now, especially nowadays. But, you know, that was really fun and that was really great. And it was just amazing being able to, like, gig local scene and meet everyone around and kind of feel that kind of community vibe. And we just all loved what we were doing and it was all great. But, like, eventually during my university days, I just thought I've got to branch off and kind of do my own thing, do exactly what I want to do.
And probably glad you're not a drummer.
Huh? And yeah, glad I'm not a drummer.
Because as we know, when you're a drummer, everyone leaves at the end of the night and they go, give us a hand with my drums. Everyone's gone. You were your guitar.
That's literally it.
Out the door.
Sam Mumford, who plays drums for me live.
Yeah.
He's that is literally it. I walk off stage. John, the bassist, walks off stage. And Sam's just left with everything to do. It takes him so long. And he also has to load the van. Yeah. He has so much more to load. I have two guitars, one amp and a pedal board. And he's got toms, flight cases, bass drums, cymbals. And it's also heavy as well.
Mm. You drive away
so
smiling.
Don't be a drummer. Yeah. Sucks to be a drummer.
Yeah, it does.
Who needs them?
When you're doing stuff like that, you've got to have.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got to have really.
Oh, drums are so vital. It's like the backbone. If you've got a sloppy drummer, it's just the worst thing ever. It's most noticeable as well.
Yeah.
So you know, having a tight drummer is just it's crucial.
There, we sort of like we bigged him up there a bit now.
Yeah, we bigged him up a bit too much. Yeah, Sam, get off your high horse, Sam.
Are you playing around here? Have you already done the gigs around?
We've done a couple of gigs. We've only over the last year because it's only really been going just over a year. It's been we've only done two Chelmsford gigs and they were both at Basement and both sold out. So it's great. It was totally sick nights. But apart from that, it's just been touring all over the country. We'll have a privilege of playing with bands like Sandara Karma, In Heaven, and just very recently Black Honey. So it's just been, you know, every tour's just been like pretty much sold out, huge, incredible venues. So it's just been amazing being able to go around the country and play to people. So yes, it's a three-piece live. Got the drummer Sam, got the bassist John, and I'm obviously guitar vocals. But they're just totally great. I obviously record and write everything myself, send it off to them when it's done, and they just learn it for the next band practice. And like we all kind of jam it, we see what works, you know, for a live environment, because some of the tracks do have that electronic kind of vibe. And yeah, it's just great. They're just the two most talented and best musicians ever, and we're all just best friends, so it's great.
Don't give them that. They want royalties on stuff. Moving swiftly on. Get away from that. I'm kidding. Now, we're going to play the next track, which is called Cake. So tell us about this track.
Yeah, Cake was kind of written last year as well. And yeah, I don't know. That's a really exciting tune. It's just kind of very Kinks-inspired, very kind of Highs-inspired. And yeah, it's just kind of writing about loads of things that just really like... really make me angry, and people who think they can just get away with doing absolutely anything they want and can have their cake and eat it. So it's kind of things ranging from kind of like government to kind of like every day to kind of like my mum, just kind of like absolutely anything that was just people doing whatever they want. Mm. It kind of like formed into that song. And yeah, it was really exciting to write. And yeah, I'm excited for you to hear it.
University, have you done college? What
I've done both. I did sixth form at Chelmer Valley in Chelmsford, which was really cool. So I studied like psychology, music technology and biology there. And then from that I went on to do music production at BIM, which is a music university in London. But I only made it 6 months.
Right.
6 months and then threw in the towel, and this is now full time.
Yeah. So is it great. Just because you just didn't like, it wasn't for you? What was it about?
Yeah, I reckon so. It's just really frustrating. There was no student accommodation. There was no student vibe. And it was just kind of like me living in a flat with two other people who were really great. Mm. But I had no idea who they were. It was really expensive living in Fulham and London. It was just being in a place like Chelmer Valley with a great vibe and everyone who really cares, to go in a place where you're just a number.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're just getting taught generic stuff. It just kind of lost that feeling. And yeah, just kind of like no friends. Are we talking to anyone? It was just quite an isolating place.
Mm.
And then working at the co-op. At the weekends as well.
So just like the way you said that, working at the co-op.
Working at the co-op as well.
We're not saying the co-op's bad, by the way.
We love the co-op. We really do like the co-op.
Nice sausage roll.
Yeah. Do you know what? Their BLT sandwiches are great. But 7 days a week, it just felt very tiring. So I was just like, I've got to get out of this. And then just wrote music full time, and that's all I've been doing since.
I think you would probably appreciate, that's the thing, when you work with the general public, and I have done that only for a very short amount of time, never done it before, you appreciate how some people can just look at you like they've stepped on you.
Yeah, 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 definitely.
And it's horrible, and you just have to kind of get a bit of a thick skin to it, because people can be just...
Yeah, definitely.
Just not very nice.
Oh, yeah, you can't let it bother you. Like, Curry's PC World was probably the hardest one for me. I was there for 2 years, and it's just like people come in, and they just... Do you know what I mean? It's just because it's retail, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's a shame, but, you know, just got to remember everyone's just doing that job.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They are people.
When you sit down to write a song, would you sort of sit there in the evening, get lyrics come into your head, or do you start strumming the guitar and then you get lyrics to fit around? Or does it work?
It changes every time. So it can be any time of the day, any time of the night. It can be a lyric, it can be a song title, it can be a guitar riff, it can be a drum beat. It could be literally anything. It could, like, I've watched for TV before and someone said something and I've been like, right, that's a sick, that's awesome what they said. So yeah, it changes every time, and then it's just kind of like all put together based off of that. It really does change. Sometimes I can finish a whole song on the acoustic guitar,
yeah,
know it completely, and it just slides into a kind of like electric kind of like recorded version. Sometimes it can literally be me staring at a laptop with kind of like a four chord riff, and then it kind of, the entire song expands from that, and then the riff changes and it goes through. That way is normally a lot longer because it's kind of like constantly re-recording things. It's like, oh, I love that riff, and it's kind of like, oh, how way I could add that note, and it's like this bit. So it takes a lot more time. But yeah, I don't know, it changes every time, so it keeps me on my toes and keeps it interesting.
Do you write your best material when you're happy or sad, or doesn't it matter?
I don't know, it can change. Obviously, when you're really happy or you've wrote a really good song and you're on top of it, then more can come out quite quick. But at the same time, if you're sad and, you know, you've got stuff to write about, I guess both. That's not really an answer, though. I don't know, I'd probably go sad. Probably go when I'm at home, not talking to anyone, totally isolated, blaring out the tunes. Yeah, I can probably connect more with the songs.
Is the song that you're most proud of writing out of all the ones you've written?
I'd probably go for the latest single. In terms of as an entire track, I like Smile When I'm Sad. It's just like, I don't know, I think it's like structurally cool, and what I'm talking about I think is really cool. When I had that song, I was just really proud of it and couldn't wait to send it on to kind of like management and stuff for them to hear it too.
What does your dad think about your music? Is he like, proud dad, got it on in the car, that's my son?
Yeah, I think so probably. He's yeah, it's weird, like nowadays I don't really play him anything. He kind of like waits till the songs are out.
Make him
weird,
buy it,
I live, I live with him, so it's a bit weird.
You can download that, dad, but you have, yeah, to buy,
yeah, you have to pay full price for that, yeah, one, please. But yeah, I don't know, it's really weird. I kind of like, I've got a very small select team in which I'll let hear anything before anyone else can.
Yeah,
but yeah, I don't know, I think he really likes it, especially my brother as well. He doesn't really listen to that kind of indie rock vibe. He's very much Slayer and thrash metal. So like, for him to like it, I think it's just he's learnt to like it because it's played so much in the house.
What's the best lyric that you've written, the one that you've gone, wow, that is good?
Best lyric was probably first EP, song called What Happened, which is the title track, and I wrote the lyric, I can't stand the time I spend alone in my mind. And for me, I feel, I don't know, it's just kind of like, I was really proud of that one. And it just came out really naturally, kind of freestyling over an acoustic guitar, iPhone recording, anything I picked up. And yeah, it just came out and I thought it was really cool.
If you could pick any song that you could have written, what is it? Oh. So it's a song that you kind of think, oh, I wish that was mine.
I would say there's two. I'd either go for The Hives, I Hate to Say I Told You So, which is an absolute banger. I just think it's got great melody, great chords, but it's the same chords. So like, I love how it doesn't feel boring. You can listen to it every time, it feels exciting, even though it's kind of the same thing going on. Or I'd go for Courtney Barnett's Pedestrian at Best, which was nominated for a Grammy, I think, and lost to Taylor Swift, which is quite sad. But yeah, which is quite sad.
Taylor,
I think so.
Sorry, Taylor.
I think
Ed.
So, yeah.
They went out together, didn't they? It's no coincidence.
Who did?
Ed and Taylor.
Ed Sheeran. Yeah. Oh, my God, Eddie's back in.
And he's back in Eddie's again. Get out of here. We're going to cut this out. Don't get him in the conversation again.
This is what I mean. He just pops up.
Everywhere, yeah.
Wherever you go, whatever you talk about. Ed Sheeran's there take the limelight. But yeah, Pedestrian at Best, absolutely amazing song, amazing lyrics, so intelligent, and yeah, just great vibes. So
the tracks that we played today, we've played Cake, Nowhere, and we're going to play I Like to Smile, which is the current single.
Yeah.
So have you got your EP out at the moment? Or
Yeah, that's out. That was out last Friday.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just been amazing, the kind of response I've been getting from it. And I'm just really excited to actually been putting something out, because it's been a bit of a while since the last EP came out. So it's just been great to give everyone new ideas and new stuff I've been doing.
And you got physical copies. Tell us about the physical copies. Did I read something about you doing something to visit? That sounds really dodgy. You were doing something with the physical copies. What?
Been messing with the physical.
Is it the artwork?
It is. Yeah. So the we've released it on 10-inch vinyl, and the artwork is done by myself, which I've painted, and I'm going to be doing some hand painting versions to give out as well, which would be really sick. And yeah, I've signed all the vinyl. Drew on the vinyl a little bit, numbered the vinyl. There's only a really limited amount, so if you want one, get in quick. I think they're already going quite fast. And yeah, it's just been really, really, really cool. Although signing them took over 7 hours. So, you know, If you want one, know that I've put a lot of hard labour into signing.
He's probably got a stamp at home, just stamps them.
Yeah. next EP, stamp. Yeah, get someone else to sign them.
That's it, exactly. That doesn't look like your signature.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are getting back onto vinyl because it obviously went out of fashion probably about the time you were born, actually. People went on to sort of CDs and then vinyl just went out the window and then people didn't used to use it. But there is a warmth. I've got some old, they're old analog Atari tape machines, like the Pop Rocks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they don't work, but they give a warmth, and people have sort of moved on to digital, and people are moving back to. I mean, the Foo Fighters recorded, I think, one of their albums.
Yeah,
on an MTR 90.
Yeah,
proper tape, because it's got a slight.
It's just got that charm, hasn't it? Yeah. I think there's something more exciting about owning a vinyl.
Mm.
It feels like a real piece of art as well, especially over something digital, which is just the tracks online. And I don't know, it does give a better sound.
Mm.
I think it just gives that. It does give that warmth.
Yeah.
I think on an actual technical point, it is actually a better sound as well
in
terms of how the music's like the waveforms curved. I don't know. I'm trying to remember sixth form stuff here. That's great. Yeah, I think it's amazing everyone's supporting vinyl again. And I think last year was the first time ever vinyl outdid CDs.
Yeah.
So that's very exciting as well.
The new single is called I Like to Smile. You got a great video for it. Is it you?
I am under the mask.
Yes.
Yeah, that head. Do you know what? That was so much fun to film. The directors were absolutely amazing. We filmed everything in Chelmsford, in the co-op I used to work in, Asylum, which is an amazing venue in Chelmsford as well. It's just got that real Chelmsford charm to it. And it was just amazing, although filming with that mask on was so hard, especially the skateboarding scenes. Like skateboarding with a mask you can't see at all. It was pretty hard.
Straight down into a
tunnel. Straight down on the floor. But it was really fun. It's just, it was great. I mean, we did it over 3 days. It's just great. It's amazing. I've got an incredible team of people, and I've got amazing managers who help me look after everything, and I've got an amazing team of people who help push my music as well.
Mm.
But I kind of do almost everything myself. Obviously, I record, I produce, I write myself, I do all my socials myself. Almost all the artwork except for cakes done by myself. Video ideas done by myself. Almost obviously I don't direct them, but I very much know how I want them to look as well. Almost anything I can do myself physically, I will.
Yeah.
Like videos online. It's I think that's really important as well, that everything comes from the artist instead of other people doing it for you.
Yeah, it's not manufactured.
Not manufactured. But obviously I have got amazing people, team of people who do help push it in places I can't.
Are you going to be going to Europe or America? What's the
plan? Hopefully. That's the plan. Do some more stuff in the UK. We've got a great festival season lined up in the UK this year, which is going to be amazing.
What festivals are you doing?
The ones I can say is Great Escape we're doing, which is amazing, down in Brighton. Dr. Dot Festival, which we're going to be doing as well. We've got Stockton Calling. And then we have got some bigger ones lined up as well, which I probably can't say about, but really exciting. So that's all great. But hopefully we're going to be doing some stuff in Europe this year as well, and even push out to America if we can.
Yeah.
But I don't know, just playing gigs everywhere I think is really important, especially with the style of music it is. It's the kind of music which you do just want to see live. So.
Yeah, definitely. So there's the three of you. Do you ever get anybody, extra musicians in, or is it always just
no,
the three?
No, it's always us three. We're just all the best of friends.
Mm.
We all totally get it. We all just love what we do. So we'd never have anyone else do it. They're amazing.
So anyone looking to join the band?
Anyone looking? No chance. Vacancy's gone. Sorry.
You've done it so well because you're not sworn. Because we were saying about, I was looking at the version. I went, thank God it says clean. And you looked at me going, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Cake was the clean version.
Yeah. Do you know what? It's hard not to swear as well. But
you've been doing quite a lot of radio, haven't you, lately?
I haven't done radio, so I'm very well trained now.
Yeah.
But I used to be a bit of a foul mouth, so I've been very well trained.
Yeah, you're probably just throwing a swear word. No, don't throw a swear. Don't throw
a swear.
Don't throw one in. Now we're going to play the song "Smile." I Like to Smile. So just tell everybody. You did mention it earlier, but just tell everybody about this.
Yeah. So I Like to Smile When I'm Sad. It's the title track of my new EP. It's written about putting on that face, especially in retail situations where you just have to put up with grief other people give you, who are totally ignorant to what you do. And that's pretty much it, and I hope you enjoy it.
Excellent. It's lovely to meet you.
Yeah, lovely to meet you too. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
You're welcome. And thanks to your management as well. I've been having a little backwards and forwards this morning.
Very, very shout nice. Out to Matt and Layla.
Hello, Matt and Layla. Oh, it wasn't Matt and Layla. It was the other lady. What was her name? Oh, Jessica.
Oh, Jessica.
Don't forget Jessica.
Yeah, don't forget Jessica.
As well. Here is Freak with I Like to Smile
When I'm Sad.